And how is this difficult, says one, when it is even possible for kings and rulers, for they too forgive adulterers and murderers? You are joking, O man, who says these things, for only God is able to forgive sins. But rulers and kings, whether they forgive adulterers or murderers, indeed free them from the current punishment, but their sin they do not cleanse. Even if they promote those who have been pardoned, even if they invest them with the royal purple, even if they place the crown upon their heads, they can only make them kings, but cannot free them from their sin. Only God can do this, which he will in fact achieve during the process of baptism. For his grace touches the very soul, and from there uproots the sin at its origins. This is why the person who has been pardoned by the king may still have an impure soul, but the soul of the baptized individual is no longer so, but rather purer than the rays of the sun, and as it was originally formed, if not better than that. For it is blessed with a spirit which ignites it and intensifies its holiness from every side. And just as when you are remolding iron or gold, you make it pure and new once more, in the same way the Holy Spirit, remolding the soul in baptism as in a furnace and consuming its sins, causes it to shine with greater purity than the purest gold.